交通一点蒙召出来服事的事。
The brethren have arranged for me to use this time to share my experience in being called to serve the Lord.
所以就愿意把其中的一点点的学习跟大家一点分享。
If the Lord's willing, I'd like to share somewhat of my experience with everyone.
其实呢，之前呢，好像有过一两次，也可以有类似交通的机会。
In fact, a couple of times before, I had the opportunity to share in this manner.
因为安排上的临时的一点变更。
But because of some last minute different arrangements.
所以到今天跟弟兄姊妹一同交通。
I have the opportunity today to share in this way with the brothers and sisters.
但是呢，我因此呢就非常的感恩。
Therefore, I'm very thankful.
因着这样再次思想神在我身上的一点的工作的时候
，As I recall the work of God upon me，
当我重温神的这个恩典的时候
，When I reflect once again on the grace of God，
那我心里实在是满了感恩。
Indeed, my heart is filled with thanksgiving。
因为我是实在是知道啊，我是这么这些年是跌跌撞撞这样过来的。
Because truly I know through these many years I have stumbled my way along。
若不是神的恩典和怜悯呢，就不知道会怎样了。
If it's not by the grace and mercy of God, I would not know how I would be.
另外呢，有的时候像我们读神的话也好，我们听一些信息也好。
And I recall sometimes as we read the word of God as we listen to His message.
有时候我们去重温一下的话呢，我们会得到一点更丰富的或者更准确一点的领会。
At times when we do reflect on those.Words that we have read or message we have heard, we gain even more richly and more deeply.
我想我也有类似的感受。
Likewise, today as I reflect, I have the same feeling.
那我想，好不好我们来读三处的圣经。
Now let us turn to three Bible passages.
请大家翻到撒母耳记上。
Now let us turn to 1 Samuel.
第二章。
1 Samuel chapter 2.
我们读第八节的前半部。
We'll read from the first half of 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 8.
他这里说，他从灰尘里抬举贫寒人，从粪堆中提拔穷乏人。
Here it reads, He raised up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth up the beggar from the dunghill.
然后我们，好吧，我们再翻到路加福音第一章74节。
Let us also turn to the gospel according to Luke chapter 1, verse 74.
路加福音第一章74-75节说，叫我们既从仇敌手中被救出来，就可以终身在他面前坦然无惧地用圣洁公义侍奉他。
Luke chapter 1 verses 74 and 75, that he would grant unto us that we being delivered out of the hand of our enemies might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life.
最后我们看一节是罗马书第九章。
Lastly, let us turn to the book of Romans, chapter 9.
我们来读第十六节。
Romans, chapter 9, verse 16.
罗马书九章十六节说，据此看来，这不在乎那定义的，也不在乎那奔跑的，只在乎发怜悯的神。
So then, it is not of him that willeth, or of him that runneth.But of God that showeth mercy.
那么这里呢是讲到罗马书看讲到定义和奔跑。
Here in the book of Romans it says the one who wills or the one who runs.
我觉得呢，我是一个挺喜欢定义的人。
I discover myself being one of strong will.
我也蛮喜欢奔跑的人。
And I'm also one who loves to run.
实际上呢，我是乱定义、瞎奔跑的人。
But the fact is, I run wildly and I make the wrong.Judgment, I will that which is wrong.
当我整个看一点点的经自己的一点点经历的时候
，When I look upon some of my own experiences,
我觉得这里面属灵的征战是那样的厉害。
Now I discover the spiritual battle indeed is fierce.
仇敌是那样的凶猛和诡诈。
And the enemy is that fierce and that cunning.
自己乱奔、乱定义、乱跑呢？
And as for my wild running and my wrong decisions,
多少多的机会呢是被仇敌要吞吃掉的。
There are so many opportunities with my wrongdoings that the enemy would devour me.
因着神极大的怜悯
But by the great mercy of God, I was able to be delivered from the hands of the enemy. And I recall one experience. That was at the time when I first came to U.S. When the other preached the gospel to me. And I resisted greatly. And I thought at that time reason was on my side. That one day.
有一天呢，我在温习功课。
When I was reviewing my homework,
突然呢，里面呢，不知哪里来的一个感动。
Suddenly, I had this moving within me.
那么要起来呢，要去拿一张纸呢，擦一下什么地方脏了。
And I wanted to go and get a piece of paper just to wipe a spot that was dirty.
那么就那么出去一下，回来一下呢，5-6秒钟。
And when I just stepped out and returned, it was only a few seconds.
那5-6秒钟里面发生一件什么事情呢？
What happened in these mere few 5-6 seconds?
那我原来坐的地方呢，上面呢有一个古色古香那种铜的很重的电风扇。
What happened was right above me when there was this antique-looking copper bronze fan that was above me.
下面有一个非常大的灯泡。
And right beneath that fan, there was a big light bulb.
那么在这五六秒钟里面，这一个电扇掉下来了。
And this mere short seconds, this bulb fell on my spot.
那也就是说，我稍微晚离开一点，或者我稍微早进去一点。 这就砸在我头上，大家知道什么结果？
In other words, if I left my spot any later, or if I returned any sooner, you would know what the result would be when that fell on me.
当我差不多快一年后信主之后，
It was about a year later when I was about to believe in the Lord.
我回想这件事情的时候，
When I reflected on this particular experience,
我想当初一个领会，
I recall then I had this understanding.
神看到我自己觉得那么的行，那么厉害。
Now God saw how I thought I was capable, how great I am.
神来震慑我一下，给我点颜色看看。
And God came to shake me and show me a little bit.
然后呢，又在当中保护我一下。
Yet at the same time, He kept me.
直到后来，当我听见有一位另外一位也出来侍奉的弟兄交通他的经历的时候，
Later on, when I have the chance to hear another brother who came out to serve in his experience,
我稍微有了一点不同的领会。
Then I had a different understanding.
当我们自己在下定义、在乱奔跑的时候，
That is when we make our own will and have our own decisions and we run as we want.
我们多么的容易在仇敌的手下。
How easy it is for us to fall in the hand of the enemy.
我要就像今天早上弟兄所交通的，
just as our brother shared this morning.
我实在是相信我们每一个人都是在神伟大计划这个棋子中的一个棋子。
Now I know that each one of us is under the great God and in His plan, each one of us is a vessel for Him.
但是仇敌的目的要毁灭每一颗的棋子。
But the enemy is to destroy each piece of God's vessel.
或者用这个办法，或者用那个方法。
Whether by this way or that way, the enemy deems to destroy us.
我实在是觉得，我们每一个人或许都有类似的或多或少的这样的经历。
I know that each one of us, more or less, would have similar experiences.
都是在我们自己都不知情的情况下。
That is even when we do not know it.
甚至很多时候我们根本不在神的旨意里面的时候。
Or even at times when we're not even in the will of God.
但是神他默然爱我们。
But yet God has kept us silently.
他千辛万苦要把我们从这一个的
And God has delivered and saved us from this destruction with all His ways. I believe the example I raised is just a very small, minute example of God's great salvation and His love for us. Therefore, each time when I recall such experiences, indeed I feel how deeply God cares for each one of us.
他拯救我们的目的是为了服侍他。
God saved us in order for us to serve Him.
如果不服侍他，我们实在是亏负了神。
If we do not serve God, we have shortchanged Him.
刚才我想，罗马书讲到是不在于定义的。
As we read in the book of Romans, it is not upon the one who wills.
我想我是一个很喜欢定义的人。
Now I'm one who loves to have my own will.
我在小的时候呢，我想将来做一个数学家。
I remember when I was young, I wanted to be a mathematician.
神呢，借着一件的事情呢，这是我信主之后回想的一件事情呢，再看到神的作为。
When I got allowed for me to recall an experience I had after I believed in God and His work.
我想如果我没有搞错的话呢，我在初中的时候呢，参加过一次全国性的那样的数学比赛。
If I recall correctly, I think it was in my middle school age times that I've attended a national math contest.
大概上海呢有20个人得奖。
I think at during that time there was about 20 in Shanghai that had received an award.
大概呢我们学校有5位。
And I believe there was 5 from our school.
那我们班级呢有3位。
And in my class there was 3 out of the 5.
那么我是其中的一位。
And I was one of those 3.
所以我当时不会想到将来要什么是为主做工传道，不会去想这些事。
Of course at that time I would not think of any thought of serving the Lord or knowing God at that time.
所以我就想将来做个数学家。
I just wanted, I will to be a mathematician.
那到了高中有一天,
one day during high school years,
那天呢，因为第二天呢有个考试。
Now on the very next day there was an exam.
像我们这样的人呢，每个星期天呢，就大概一两百个人呢要被拉去了要培训的。
Now of course, someone in my situation on Sundays, hundreds of us would be taken together and to be trained at the same time.
那么到那一天呢，就第二天那个考试呢，要在我们那么多里面呢，要精选大概30位左右。
Because there was an exam the next day, in the, about 200 of us on Sunday, when we were gathered together, they were going to choose about the 30 best of the best amongst us.
那么我不知道为什么那个星期你们学校的辅导的数学老师讲了那么一句话。
I don't know why at that time, the counselor, the assistant counselor at that time said these words.
他说明天呢，如果你没考好呢，这一辈子你把数学要忘记掉。
His words were, if you fail the exam tomorrow, then you forget about your aspirations in math from now on.
那么凭我觉得呢，我应该凭我的水平应该是这30个人里面一个。
Now, of course, I thought to myself, according to how I'm doing, I should be one of the 30 that would be chosen that day.
我觉得呢，应该大概90分呢就可以进去了。我想我这个水平应该是90分的。
Now, I thought to myself, if I do 90%, I should be able to make it. And with my qualification, I should hit that mark.
那么呢，我也不知道为什么那一天呢，突然我的全部的注意力都在注意到其中的一道题目，忘了其他检查其他的题目。
But knowingly, all my focus, all my attention was on one problem, and I just neglected all the other problems that day.
最后我的成绩呢是58分。
As a result, I ended up with 58%.
所以说呢，70分就可以进去了。
And the result was 70% would have made it.
我说我们有时候会有状态不好，会失态啊。
I thought, oh, it's just a bad day, so I messed up on that particular day.
我从来没有那么失态过。
But I have never felt so miserably before.
那时我就埋怨自己，责备自己。
So I grieved and I grumbled against myself.
有一天懂了。
But one day I look back and I understand.
神不要你做的，你自己定义是没有用的，不要埋怨自己。
God said, do not grumble and grieve yourself if you will, and this is what you want, but it is useless.
神有更好的计划。
God has a better plan for you.
我就对数学呢，基本有点放弃了。
Therefore, I pretty much gave up my aspirations in math.
但是到了后一年啊，突然又有一个机会。
But the year after, I had another chance.
那全国性的数学比赛。
It was a national contest.
然后呢，我们这个市呢，就决定了从我们这些那个二两三百人呢，跟那30个人呢，一同有个联合的考试。
Then the decision was for these 200 or 300 to have a joint quiz with all these 30 that were the top.
要考一些精英出来，也大概再选30个精英出来。
From these 200, 300, we were going to choose the cream of the crop, and from that we'll choose even more.
我没有带很大的期待去考。
At that time, I did not have any great expectations.
老师给了我一张学员证，就最后老师通知我，然后给了我一张学员证。
And at the end, the teacher gave me a qualification to go and take this exam.
是结束之后一个培训的那个学员证。
It is a student ID after the training that was been done.
你的学号是002，你知道什么意思吗？
Now this is your student ID 002. Do you know what that means?
在什么所有的人中，你考的是第二名。
This is that out of all the students, you're number two. You rank number two.
所以重新燃起的我对数学的呢一些期待了。
Therefore, it ignited again the zeal that I had concerning math.
这次竞赛并不难。
That test actually was not that difficult.
我父亲呢好心的给我买了一块巧克力。
My dad was very kind to me, and he bought me a bar of chocolate.
我就呢放在口袋里。
And I put it in my pocket.
当中我突然就有点想吃了。
Suddenly I wanted to eat the chocolate.
我就手进去呢去拿巧克力。
I reached my hand in to take out the chocolate bar.
不知道都已经化掉了嘛。
But it all melted.
手上全是巧克力。
And my hands was filled of chocolate.
啊，我想如果在北美呢，可能我们更自由一点。
Now of course here in the U.S. perhaps we're more at liberty.
那在国内我们都很拘谨的人。
But at in China we're all very stiff.
那时候我就不知道该怎么办。
At that time I didn't really know what to do at all.
那一场考试，那是我状态相当好的时候。又那一场考试考砸了，那场比赛砸了。
I was in such a good condition, ready to do well, but because of that incident, I messed up again.
第一次我怪我自己。
Now the first time I blame myself.
这次我埋怨我父亲。
This time I blame my father.
后来我知道了。
But later I discover.
都不要埋怨。
No grieving at all.
神有他的美意。
For God has His good will.
神要我们做什么的？
What God desires for us to do.
弯曲的不能伸直。
That if we go astray and crooked, He will straighten out.
不是你神想要做的，你怎么去期待，不会成功的。
If it's not God's will, no matter how we expect or will, it will not succeed.
我们要服在神的旨意下面。
We must submit under the will of God.
那么，当我觉得我这个人呢，都还没有在还不懂得神的定义的时候。
Even before I knew what was the will of God.
我想我们每一个人当我们都还不懂得定义的时候。
I think even before any of us know what will is.
神在我们身上都有他的定义。
God himself already has his will upon us.
我是来美国一年就信主了。一年后信主的。
It was after I came to the U.S. for 1 year and I believed in the Lord.
但是我信主之后呢，我浪费掉了4年半的时间。
But after I believed in the Lord, I have wasted over four and a half years of time.
那时候就像刚才我们弟兄啊所讲的，那时候就想自己怎么享受怎么自由，神的旨意完全不懂。
It was just as our brother shared earlier, at that time, during those days, it was nothing about the will of God. I did as I wanted.
那时候呢，我要去这种美国人的大教会。
At that time, I wanted to go to the mega churches where the Americans went.
我听有一个小时一万人，我去了。
When I hear there's 10,000 people in the congregation, I will go.
为什么？因为每一次我坐的左边我也不认识，右边我也不认识。
That's because in those great congregations, I would not know anyone to my left or to my right.
就象征性的握个手，握个手。
I can just say hello to them and shake their hands.
因为我觉得这我多自由啊。
I feel so free in that midst.
没人管我。
No one would care about me.
我不需要你们关心我，不需要你们管我。
I don't need you to care about me, or I don't need you to ask me how I'm doing.
那个时候呢，我工作呢，那个时候我做软件的。
At that time I was doing software.
我大概在一个大公司里嘛，一天大概5个多小时，我想就工作都完成了。
It was in a big company, and a workday would be about 5 or 6 hours, and I would be done.
接下来时间呢，我就上网。
At the remaining time, I would go online.
我看书。
And I would read.
后来做股票。
And later I would get into the stock market.
我有非常多的爱好。
And I have a lot of hobbies.
我喜欢旅游。
I love to travel.
我10天呢玩7个国家公园。
And in 10 days I can go into 7 national parks.
我喜欢看电影录像。
I love to watch movies.
那个时候呢网站还没有那么发达。
At that time the internet was not as it is today.
别人读圣经。
For example, reading the Bible.
那我呢，到书店里去呢，读这些电影的评论的书。
I would go to the libraries and read the guys on the movies.
那凡是专家打这个分数高的呢，我都把它记下来，一个个记下来，然后我去借来看。
I would see what the experts say about this movie. If they give it a high rating, then I would go and watch this movie.
那时候我喜欢打扑克牌。
At that time, I love to play poker.
别人星期五晚上查圣经。
And others.I would not spend time reading the Bible.
我呢找伙伴打牌。
But I would look for companions to play poker.
如果是三缺一的话，哎呀，那天我特别的难过。
It's just like if there was three and I'm missing one player, then I would be extremely devastated.
我要打好多电话把缺的那个找出来。
And then I would make a lot of phone calls in order to find the last poker player.
然后呢，我有一天呢，我去做股票了。
One day when I was in the stock market.
这件事神给我一个非常大的管教。
This was a very heavy hand of God upon me.
我其实是个胆小的人。
In fact, I'm someone who's very feeble, very feeble.
像这种投机的事情我是不太敢做。
And I'm not too daring, a high risk taker.
仇敌就借人来诱惑我。
But the enemy uses this to tempt me.
那个时候股票多好啊，你若是不做股票，你的钱就贬值。
If look at the stock, it's doing so great. If you don't invest in it, then you're losing your money. It's worth.
我记得我那个时候刚开始说啊，我要输200块钱啊，我里面就心痛得不得了。
I remember even if I lost $200, I grieve so much.
到后来啊，什么输几万啊，什么里面都心不痛了。
But later on, it felt so insensitive to it that even if I lost $10,000, $20,000, I would not be at pain at all.
当时呢，而且我跟神呢祷告。
And at that time, I pray with God.
我说神啊，你要我现在要向你摆上呢，现在太早。
Now I said, God, if you want me to offer myself to you now, it's too early, not time yet.
哦，这个世界多好，让我先享受一下。
Oh, look at this world, it's so great. Let me enjoy myself somewhat first.
现在呢，我说股票呢，我每赚到一块钱呢，我三分之一我要给出去。
I said, look, if I would make a dollar for every stock that I have, then I would offer 30% to you.
啊，那个其实是一半是给神的。
Actually, I would offer 50% to you.
我说如果我输了，不要你负责。
But if I lose in the stock market, it's okay, I'll pay for it.
所以就这样呢，就这么经历了一段的时间。有一天
，It was in this condition I experienced quite some time until one day.
是蛮有转折意义的一天。
It is a great turning point in this day.
我也不太会做股票，我就买自己公司的股票。
Now I'm not really into stocks, but I just bought my own company stock.
然后呢大概我就是15块左右买的，所以我跌了我再买，继续买。
I bought when it was $15, and when it continued to fall, so I continued to buy more and more of the stock.
跌到8块的时候我还在买。
When it was $8, I bought some more.
因为我在这个公司做，我知道这个公司没有问题。
Because I work in this company, I know everything's fine with this company.
但直到有一天。
But one day.
那是1999年10月26号。
It was 1999, December 26th.
那一天呢，我真的不知道为什么我会做出这样的一个操作来。
I really did not know why I would do what I did on that particular day.
从世人的角度，你鬼使神差。
It was just a God at work.
那也就是说，我那个操作呢，我去把它卖掉了。
But it was at that time I sold all my holdings in that stock.
我一年都是在买进。
But throughout the whole year I bought the stock whatever the price.
一只股票在跌。
And the stock price kept on falling.
那天当我卖掉之后。
After I sold on that day,
我那个时候大概我那时候大概7000多股吧。
I think I had over 7,000 shares.
其实还有点不只是这样，就是最后一卖掉在2小时之内。
Right after I sold it, 2 hours after I sold it,
这股票开始涨了。
This stock began to rise.
一天涨一块。
Each day it rose a dollar.
涨30天。
And it grew for 30 days.
我当时心里有个很深的感觉。
At that time, deep in my heart, I knew.
这是神的手。
This is God's hand at work.
你的眼睛盯着我。
His eye was on me.
那么多天就是那一天。
Every single day, except that day.
那个时候让我在这么堕落的当中稍微有一点的提醒。
It was in my free falling, he reminded me.
那时候神借着很，其实是对我的这种承受力来说，对我的心理承受力是很大的。
Now, it was a great deal of pressure upon me personally.
那么就差不多在德州呢，我当时在德州就是一张房子可以买下来的那么回事情。
With all the gains, I could have pretty much bought a house.
但是神让我学了一个功课。
But God allowed for me to learn this lesson.
光神的手改变不了我们。
If it's only the hand of God at work, it cannot change us.
我可以难过一阵。
I can be heartbroken for a short while.
转手想我到加州来，我再要再去捞回来。
But I can just turn around. I can move. I come to the California and I can earn it back.
神在背后在我身上做定义的工作。
The work of God and His will.Upon me.
那我到加州来呢，我当初想的还是去这种10万人的教会。
And when I came to California, I still had that mindset. I'll go to a mega church.
那我只是因为人群的缘故呢，我就是给个面子呢，我去一下一个华人教会。
But because of giving courtesy to someone, I will just visit a Chinese church.
而且在我记忆中呢，我也没有听得很清楚怎么样去到那个聚会去。
I don't even recall exactly how I ended up where I ended up.
我开了10多个 mile 呢，然后是到山上呢，我当时七开八开的，竟然开到了。
And it was for so many miles I was driving, I was going up and down and going around, but I finally got there.
那是在这一堂的聚会中。
But it was during that message.
我是被神得着了。
I was gained by God.
其实我不觉得那场的信息有什么特别的精彩。
In fact, I do not recall that message being all that great.
但是就在那个时候，当传道人他举着圣经， 我就记得很清楚，在说那句话的时候。
Now, but I recall very vividly when the preacher had in his hand the Bible and he lifted up the Bible and shared those particular words.
他讲了一句话，弟兄姊妹们，你们真觉得这些神的这些话都是神的话吗？你们真把它当作神的话吗
？I still recall those words where he shared that. Do you really honor these words in the Bible as the word of God? Do you hold true that they are the word of God?
在这个时候，神对我里面说话。
At that time, God spoke to me within.
你真把我当你的神吗
？Do you truly honor me as your God?
这句话是让我里面是灵里面是那么的觉得有分量。
Those words were very heavy in my heart.
我觉得神如果光是外面的手来管教我，改变不了我。
I felt that if God only used His hand upon me externally, it cannot change me.
但神在这样的在里面对我说话的时候，
不
能不软下来。
But when God spoke to me in this way within, I must be softened.
从那个时刻我开始悔改。
At that time, I repented.
然后我就说，主，我从今天开始愿意为你而活。
And I said to the Lord, Lord, from this day on, I'm willing to live for you.
那个时候我还不知道奉献这两个字。
At that time, I still did not know this meaning of consecration.
后来我知道就是这个意思。
Later on, I realized then that's what it means.
那完全是神的怜悯。
It is completely by God's mercy.
因为在之前也有弟兄给我过一本书。
Because before, a brother had given me a book.
他说你要为神而活。
You must live for God.
当时我当初觉得神啊，你真自私。
At that time, I felt, God, you're so selfish.
不错，你从仇敌手中让我得释自由了。
That's true, God. You have delivered me and set me free from the hand of the enemy.
弄了半天，你还是要我做你的奴隶。
But after all, you just want me to be your slave.
不干。
No.
但是如果说神不怜悯我。
But if it's not by the mercy of God.
那我还是开不了窍。
I can still be stubborn and not open.
如果那一天我开错了。
If I went the wrong way that day,
如果那一天不是讲那个的信息
if that particular day that message was not given,
如果不是圣灵在那个时候在我里面做工
if it was not the Holy Spirit who worked in me in that day,
我仍然在自己的定义和奔跑中
and I'm still in my own will and running the way I want.
所以当我回想这些历史的时候
so when I recall such history,
我只觉得都是他的怜悯
I realize it is all by the mercy of God.
都是他的定义
it is all by God's will.
神不舍得他为伟大计划棋局中的每一颗的棋子。
God is not willing for each one of us as His vessel in His great plan.
那么，当我开始愿意追求的时候
，to be lost, as I desire then to pursue.
我也不能够明白神到底要我来做什么。
I could not understand what it is that God desires for me to do.
当神对我有定义的时候
，When God had a will for me，
我还不能明白的时候
，When I could not understand，
我觉得神他就在怜悯中来等待。
God awaits for me in His mercy。
其实不能说神没有借着一些的事物对我说话。
In fact, I cannot say that God did not speak to me through other circumstances。
只是我当初不明白。
It was only in those times I did not understand。
我觉得很有意思。
I feel very meaningful。
我觉得当我离开德州要到加州来之前。
That was right before I left Texas, before I came to California。
我正好就有别人说那个聚会有一位传道人，那是很保守的教会。
And at that time, someone told me, "Oh, there is a church there that has a very conservative congregation, and this preacher there."
他只见之前只见过我一面。
He only saw me once before.
我也完全没有追求。
I did not pursue at that time.
那突然呢，他说叫别人呢叫我是到他家去一次，在离开加州之前。他离开德州之前。
That particular person called me, asked someone else to invite me over to his house before I left Texas.To come to California.
那么我觉得当我离开他家的时候
，When I left his house，
我不知道为什么他说了句“神要用你
”，I don't know why. Right before I left his house, he said these words to me, "God will use you."
那时我是完全不懂
，At that time I did not understand.
其实我也不会接受
，Actually I would not accept those words.
这意思不就是我要做神的奴隶吗？当然不可能
，Because in other words, I'm to be God's slave. No.
然后呢，我到了加州来
，After I came to California，
我也不知道为什么。
I don't know why.
就是在我们原来聚会中有位带领的弟兄。
Where I gather, there is a brother there.
那么他，就是我才见他两个月的时间，就两个星期的时间。
It was only for 2 weeks that I've seen him.
我不知道为什么他跟我提起一个神学院。
I don't know why he mentioned about seminary to me.
我不知道为什么。
I did not understand.
你知道我们原来那个聚会是灵恩色彩蛮重的。
Where I gathered before, they were very heavy, very charismatic.
如果这个人或这一位或那一位，他们平时 说一些什么的话，这也没有什么太稀奇。
Now perhaps if this person or that person, and they said this recommendation to those people, it might not be amazing to me.
但是我事后总觉得，是不是神有的时候也借着其他弟兄，可能给你一点点的提醒而已。
Later on, I would think to myself, is it God trying to tell me something through the reminder of other brothers and sisters?
那时候我蛮追求的。
At that time, I pursue.
我一个星期五次去聚会。
I went to the meeting for 5 days out of the week.
我愿意摆上。
I was willing to give forth myself.
直到后来呢，觉得呢，服侍神呢，不是吃亏的。
Finally, I thought if I serve God, it is not at my disadvantage.
我记得当初我做股票的时候，我即使赚钱了。
I remember when I played in the stock market, I was making money.
我不知道为什么我灵里还是非常的累。
But I still felt so heavy laden in my spirit.
当你愿意摆进去有点服侍的时候。
But now, when I put forth myself to serve.
有的时候是非常是累的。
Sometimes I'm physically tired.
但是灵里面有这种的满足。
Yet there's such great satisfaction in my spirit.
所以那个时候我是愿意多侍奉神的。
Therefore, during those times, I was willing to serve God all the more.
但是那时候你说要怎么要去要去接受装备啊，要来传道啊，这是我不会去想的。
But if you ask me to, I have to equip myself and I have to go preach the word, that is not something I would think about.
我相信神对我的定义我是不了解。
I did not understand at all the will of God upon me.
神呢，好像就看到我这个人呢，对他怎么那么的，对神的心意，这么的赶不上。
Perhaps God saw in me how I just could not follow on to His will for me.
所以有的时候我觉得神会用一些其他肢体会给我一点提醒。
So God will use other members to give me some reminders.
当神在我身上有个定义的时候
When God has His will upon me,
其实我要么不明白要么有时候我也是会逃掉的
Either I do not understand at all what His will is or I try to run away
我记得呢我比较大的我为什么说跌跌撞撞过来的
Why do I say before I stumbled my way along all these years
我想呢当我开始这样愿意来服侍神之后呢我至少有三次大的做过三次逃兵。
After I had such a great desire to serve the Lord to pursue Him, and my recollection, I have at least 3 experiences where I was a fugitive trying to run away from God.
那么第一次的逃兵呢是发生在是2001年。
And the first time was in 2001.
那个时候呢就是有一天啊有一天呢，我在上班，在加州在软件的时候呢，公司的总裁啊，跟我们每个人握手。
At that time, I recall I was still working for a software company in California, and the CEO of that company came to shake everyone's hand.
那么然后呢，就是谢谢大家，一个新的 project 出去了。
That he came to thank everyone because there was a new project that just launched.
那么三天之后呢，这位总裁呢说裁员20%。
But 3 days later, then the same CEO said, we will be cutting our workforce 20%.
世界上是呢没什么好指望的。
That is true in this world, that we have no expectation at all.
这时候呢我就在开始还在找工作。
At that time, I was still searching for work.
我不知道为什么教会呢带领的弟兄他来找我。
I don't know why during that time, the leading brother of the congregation came to ask, look for me.
他说呢你说你一样在家呢你现在在找工作时间蛮多的对吧。
You say you're at home and you're looking for work, so you have quite a lot of work, time on your hands, right?
他说你到我家里来。
Why don't you come to my house?
我培训你啊讲道。
Let me train you to be a preacher.
那我就去了。
So I went.
他其实什么都不跟我讲。
Actually, he didn't tell me anything.
他就只是说给你一张。某一章
So he gave me a script.
然后呢他说你回家去你自己去写吧。
He gave me some paper and said, go home and write it.
他说写呢写他说你要写然后到我家里来讲20分钟每次讲。
Now, here's some paper, go home, write a sermon, 20 minutes long, and come to my house and preach.
那个时候呢在我里面呢我有点兴奋。
At that time, I was very excited.
我说我可以讲到了。
Now I can preach.
然后呢其实呢后来呢这位带领弟兄呢他说他也不知道为什么他见到我之后呢蛮快呢他里面就一个感动就是要培训我。
I don't know why, but this leading brother, when he saw me, he just had a moving to want to train me.
那么我就拿了第一个的题目呢，我就来准备了。
So I had my first topic, the subject, so I was ready.
我就不知道该怎么讲，完全无从入手。
I really did not know where to begin at all and how to start this.
最后就交不出这个功课。
So I could not turn in my homework.
我就到他家里去。
So I went to his house.
我说我真不知道怎么写。
I said I really don't know how to begin.
我就跟你讲点思路吧。
Now why don't I just tell you some events?
那么被这位带领弟兄骂一顿。
And he scolded me.
他说当然那时候还有人坐在旁边。
Now of course there was others around too.
你们有没有听过这样的讲道？
And he commented, have you ever heard someone preach in this way?
我被他说得很不好意思。
And I was very embarrassed.
我就是下一次呢，我想我一定要能够交上这个作业。
And I thought to myself, next time I will be able to turn in my homework.
他说第二次呢，他又布置另外一个作业。
Next time, he gave me another assignment.
那我就回去呢，我想我是不知道，我也想不出该怎么讲。
Again, I just don't know what I'm going to say.
那网上有很多的资源啊。
There's a lot of resources online, right?
我当时就从网上呢拿了很多很多的东西。
So I searched online for a lot of material.
我就拿了像一个拼盘啊，就放拼到他家里去给端给端给的这位代理的弟兄。
And so I attached, mixed and matched, and I gave to, I turned it into this brother.
然后呢，这个他再次被他骂一顿。
Again, I was scolded by him.
然后呢，我还要解释。
And I had to explain myself.
他说你这是越抹越黑，不要解释了。
And then the more you try to explain, the worse it gets. So stop it.
回去重写。
Now redo it.
我当时不知道怎么写。
I did not know what to do.
那时候非常辛苦的写出一篇。
And I struggled, but I finally came up with something.
不知道为什么，他觉得还蛮满意，还不错。
But this time he thought, oh, okay, it's not bad.
他说不错不错。
He said it's fine, it's not bad.
他说如果你这样的话，如果你这样坚持练的话呢，半年之后呢，我让你讲道。
And he commented that if you continue to work hard this way, half a year later, then I'll let you speak.
然后呢，就写第三篇。
And I worked on my next assignment.
第三篇写的时候呢，我不知道为什么神非常同在。
And this third homework assignment, God was with me.
因为之前呢，这位带领弟兄呢，他也没有跟我讲怎么去写讲道。
That is because previously the leading brother did not tell me what and how to write.
因为他看到我都是抄来的东西。
Because he saw what I turned in was that which I copied.
他是讲了一句话。
And he only said this word.
他说你回去这段经文你要反复读，不要再去看别的东西。
His comment was, reread the scripture repeatedly again and again. Don't look at other material.
我就想不看别的东西我怎么写得出来。
I thought if I don't read any other material, how can I come up with a sermon?
但是我就这么真的去反复看。
But I did what he asked. I repeatedly read the scriptures.
我没想到第三篇写得很好。
But I thought this third draft,this third assignment, I did very well.
然后那位带领弟兄他看到之后，他喜乐油都下来了。
This leading brother, when he saw it, he smiled.
然后就接着写的第四篇。
And then the fourth assignment.
也写的不错。
It was not bad.
但是这时候难处来了。
But now, here's the difficulty.
第一个我想还是很现实的，我现在工作没有。
The first difficulty is, I'm still very realistic, practical. I'm still without a job.
我不能就在你家里一天到晚这么写讲章，对不对？我要活啊。
I can't just spend my day at your house writing assignments. I have to make a living.
对，然后呢，另外一个呢，这个讲章呢，其实是不容易写的。
But the reality is, it's very difficult to write a sermon.
我觉得就为了把这个二十分钟能够读给他听啊，我当然都一个字写下来那个时候。
Because I had to read it out loud to him, so I had to write each single word out.
我大概我觉得那一个星期啊，我整个的心思啊，全在那二十分钟上面。
I just felt that my entire week was spent on that 20 minutes time.
觉也睡不好。
And I could not sleep well.
所以那时候就叫苦了。
And so I was crying. It's such difficult pain.
我就暗暗的做逃兵了，就不去他家了。
Just hiddenly, quietly, I just stayed away from his house. I ran away.
神让我学了一个功课。
God allowed for me to learn this lesson.
你向主是有心的。
Yes, you have a heart towards the Lord.
你也有一片的热情。
And you have some zeal toward him.
其实那个时候慢慢的，我里面也是有对主啊，愿意这个，我愿意拿所有的时间来服侍他，我也开始有这样一个想法，甚至有一个炫目。
At that time, in fact, I did have this desire and this longing that I want to serve him, and I would even willing to spend all my time to serve him.
但是究竟是没有呼召我。
But the reality is, God did not call me.
我自己的那份热情持续不久的。
My own zeal cannot last very long.
这就是第一次逃兵。
That's the first time I was a runaway.
然后是第二次险些更严重的事。
The second experience was even more a severe experience.
那个时候我就觉得呢，好像我要继续这样来这样来追求来服侍呢，我就少了一点少了一点力量。
When I discovered that if I were to pursue and to serve in this way, I just lack some strength, some motivation.
那个时候自己的一点热心呢，好像是有短缺的。
I was lacking in that zeal, that fervency.
好，这时候仇敌的工作来。
Then the work of the enemy came.
哎，他可以想办法给你加点力量啊。
He can think of ways to add some strength to you.
所以我下面有点分享呢，我想解释一下，我毫无兴趣讲人之间的是非事。
Now, as I share what I'm about to share, I want to state clearly that I have no interest at all to gossip about any of the events of other people.
只是因为这次的神对我的呼召跟这个事太有关了。
That is because the calling of God is very closely connected with what I'm about to share.
而且呢，这是背后其实是神和魔鬼的事情。
And in fact, behind all of this is the dealing of God and the enemy.
所以我略微提一下。
So I will somewhat make mention of these events.
大家能领会就是。
As long as you're able to understand what I'm driving at, that's sufficient.
但是当我觉得好像我有点短缺，不够力量这样服侍神的时候。
During that time when I struggled and I thought I just lacked something, some strength to move on.
那应该的源头是神自己，他呼召才是支持我下去的那个源头。
The origin, the source ought to be God himself because he is calling me and he should be my source of strength.
但是仇敌他工作开始了。
But this is where the work of the enemy begins.
我也上当了。
And I fell for it.
就在我觉得力量有点短缺的时候。
That was during this time when I lacked strength.
那么有一位姊妹人来找我。
There was a sister who came to look for me.
她是有全时间的呼召的。
She was one who served full time.
她在读一个神学院。
She attended a seminary.
她呢也是非常容许这样，她非常热情的邀请我去读那个神学院。
She was also very zealous to invite me to also attend the seminary.
那么那位姊妹呢，其实至少有两位全时间的传道人都跟我提起过她。
Now I recall there was at least two other full-time servants of God that mentioned to me about this particular sister.
那些姊妹呢也很有恩赐。
This sister is very gifted.
那让我也非常有好感和羡慕。
And so I had good feelings toward her, and I was also admiring her.
所以当初呢，对我来说，我有一些的想法，我觉得也很正常。
At that time, I had these very reasonable thoughts. I felt it was very normal of me.
那么问题呢，我其实都没有怎么去求神。
But the issue is, I did not seek before God at all.
有一些好像似是而非的那些事情，好像就已经摆到你的面前了。
It seems as if somewhat that is half truth or that seems reasonable already placed before me.
特别有一次，当我在一个特殊情况下听到了一篇讲道。
It was under a special circumstance one time I heard this message.
我里面就实在是觉得这大概就是应该是神有一些的安排。
Then I thought to myself, because I heard this message in this situation, I think God has some arrangements for me.
最后结果不是。
But the result was, it was not.
不光不是呢，有些的事情呢让我当初都搞不懂。
Not only was it not from God, but it confused me about other things.
事后当然我知道。
But of course, after the fact, I look back and I realize.
凭我当初对属灵事情的领会。
At that time, my understanding of spiritual matters.
我觉得我不上当是一件奇怪的事情。
It would be a surprise if I did not fall for Satan's schemes, if I didn't fall.
因为我说仇敌是诡诈的，是厉害的。
Because, as I mentioned, the enemy is fierce, is strong, and he's cunning.
而且那个时候呢，我就其实也非常的搅扰我。
And at that time, he really disturbed me.
因为我去旁听了。
Because I went to, I'm sorry. I went to audit the class.
那我当时我觉得我是不应该再去听下去，是不应该再去读呢？
So I was just a bystander to listen in and wanted to see if I should continue on in this way.
所以当初呢，对我里面的其实对我来说是非常大的一个搅扰。
And this really disturbed me. I was struggling with it.
然后呢，我也是去请教啊，也请教一些肢体。
So I went to ask other members of the body.
让我非常惊讶的一件事情。
And what surprised me was,
是事后神提醒我的。
Later on, God reminded me of this.
所有的人都是讲人之间的事情。
Everyone all speaking the words of man.
或者说所有的人实质都在讲人之间的事情。
Now, in fact, the reality is they are all speaking the matters of man.
所以当那时候我是觉得好像有点割靴搔痒的那种味道。
And even though at that time, when I was listening in, I heard that there was some good to gain from these lessons.
好像就是没有摸到背后到底是什么事情。
But I just could not get my hands around what's behind all of all this.
但我也没有条件去质疑一些事情。
Of course, I was not qualified to understand this at that time.
他说那个时候呢，其实到后来。
It was long after when I prayed to seek after God, then He gave me this understanding, this realization.
当时只有一位是神借着他真正对我说话的。It
was only out of all these individuals that I sought advice from, only through one that God spoke through this person.
但是这一位是让我当时最生气的一位。
But this person that God spoke through was the one I was most angry with.
那么这是就我们教会带领的弟兄。
And this was the leading brother of the congregation. I wanted him to give me some direction.
没有想到,
but it was at that time he didn't say anything at all to me.
他只送了我两颗花菜。
He gave me two bunches of flour.
就把我打发走了。
And he sent me away.
他说我知道你喜欢吃花菜，这便宜买了，这是你带回去吃。
He gave me some food, and he said, "I know you love this dish, this food." So he gave me some and sent me away.
我是最期待从他那边跟我讲一些的。
But I was expecting he would have some words for me.
他就讲了一句话。
He said these words.
他有些事我不能跟你讲，将来你会领会的。
He said to me that there are some things that I cannot speak to you now, but you will understand later on.
多少年后。
Many years later,
当神在我祷告中提醒我这件事情的时候,
in my prayer, when God reminded me of this event,
就是说只有他是真正那时候神用来跟我讲话的,
it was only Him that God spoke to me through Him.
我不能明白他当初领会这件事情多少。
I cannot understand how much he understood of this matter at that time. But it's as if God reminded me of this.
你的属灵度量是不够明白后面是什么事的。According
to your spiritual capacity, you're not able to understand that which is to come.
这不是人跟人之间的事情。It
is not a matter between men.
这是背后属灵征战的事情。But
it is a matter of the spiritual warfare behind it.
当神定义一件事情的时候,
when God have will,
你不能明白这件事情的时候,
and when we cannot understand this at all,
你也没条件去明白的时候,
when we're not qualified to understand what's at hand,
神等候,
God awaits.
在那个时候, 在那一段时间, 我真是骑虎难下。
It was very hard for me during those times.
神对我里面两次对我可以说实话。
God spoke to me twice.
有一次, 当我们在唱诗的时候,
One time when we were singing hymns,
就借着那个诗歌，神给我一点提醒。
Through the hymn, God gave me a reminder,
说你要来服侍,
that you have to come serve.
你能就给我那么一点的感觉，你真懂得属灵的事吗？
It was just a very simple reminder. Do you understand spiritual things?
我就想起我当初很骄傲。
And I thought to myself how prideful I was before.
我记得我们教会那位带领的弟兄，他说了一句话。他说过。
I remember the leading brother during those days. He said these words.
他说魔鬼很厉害的。That
the devil is very strong.
说你还是传道人，还怕魔鬼？
I thought to myself, you're a preacher. Why would you be afraid of the devil?
我里面在这件事上有点看不起他。
And then when I thought he said those words, I looked down upon him.
我就觉得我不怕魔鬼，靠神的话，我们得胜。
I said, according to the word of God, we can be victorious. I won't be afraid of the devil.
那时候才不是叫出生牛犊不怕虎。
And I just recall the Chinese saying that as a newborn, I'm not afraid of anything. I'm very brave.
这不是一句好话。
But that is actually a saying that to warn us that is a bad condition to be in.
出生牛犊不怕虎的结果是被老虎吃掉。Now,
as a newborn calf, if you're not afraid of anything, not afraid of the tiger, the result is you'll be eaten by the tiger.
当神在我里面点亮的时候,
when God enlightened me with that reminder,
我在神面前就降服,
I submitted, I surrendered to God.
对,我说我承认属灵的事情,我其实是,我眼光是一塌糊涂。
And I confess to God, I cannot understand spiritual matters at all.
这是神借着那件事情给我学的第一个功课。
Through that experience, God allowed for me to learn the first lesson.
要我谦卑下来,
that I must be humble.
你不要觉得你好像能够写一篇什么东西了。
Now do not think, oh, I can just whip up a sermon or anything.
对属灵的事情完全是外行。
Now that I'm completely outsiders to spiritual matters.
那时候我就在想,我到底该不该继续读下去。
And at that time, I considered, should I still continue on studying or not?
那个时候我跟神祷告。
At that time I prayed to God.
我说神啊，你给我一个印证。
I said, God, give me a confirmation.
到底我应该读呢，还是不读？
Should I continue on or not?
然后呢，就突然有一件事情。
Then suddenly this happened.
那我就收到一张支票。
I received a check.
那一张支票呢，正好当初呢，正好是够我减免之后那个学期所有的就是费用。
That check was exact amount that I need after all the expenses that I needed to pay for the tuition of that semester.
我想神这是不是印证呢？
And I thought to myself, is this the confirmation
之前,
from God?
Before,
when I was a little more feeble-minded.
其实说呢，当初呢，就是你正式要去读呢，要有一个考试的。
Because before, when I needed to attend the seminary, there was a test to take.
那我就说，如果你让我考不出，我才追求一年，考不出，我当然就不去。
And I thought, I said to God, if I cannot pass the test, I'll try 1 year, and if I cannot pass the test, then I won't go on.
我去考了。
I went to take the test.
考出了，里面没平安。
I passed the test, yet there was no peace.
说到那张支票好像是个印证。
Now I received this check, seems to be a confirmation.
里面没有平安。
There is no peace.
更巧的一件事情。
Even more coincidentally.
那个时候呢，我就想，因为我只是听听啊，我要停下来不听也完全可以嘛。
Now I'm just listening in, right? I can stop any time.
然后呢，星期五晚上聚会呢，我要接送有些弟兄姊妹，要送他们回家。
After the meeting, I had to drive some brothers and sisters home.
那么回家呢会很晚。
When I get home, it's very late.
那么很晚呢，就是我放了两个闹钟啊，我闹早上一早爬起来去读书。
I had two alarms set that they will wake me up in the morning, early in the morning, then I will go off to school.
然后第二天早上，我突然听到一声电话铃声。
The next morning, I heard the phone ring.
那个电话铃声呢，原来是德州呢有一位。
The telephone call was from an elderly sister from Texas. She did not call me in such a long time.
那时候在德州的时候呢，我们其实都蛮怕跟她讲话。
In fact, when I was in Texas, I recall we were afraid to speak to this particular sister.
所以她就，这就是我就听到一个电话铃的声音。
When I just heard the phone ring that morning,
其实我都还没睡醒啊。
I was still very sleepy.
我一听是，是她的声音。
And I heard, when I picked up the phone, I heard it was her voice.
她只是说，叫某某啊，我只是问你个好，没有别的事。
She just said, I just want to call to see how you're doing, that's all.
我想，你有没有搞清楚我们现在什么时候啊？你们德州什么时候？我们现在什么时候啊？
I thought to myself, do you know what time it is here in California and what time you have in Texas, but what time is early in California?
没有什么事，你找我干嘛？那这个打电话来干嘛？
If you call for no reason, why did you call at all?
就在这个时候。
It was at that time.
我听到旁边两只闹钟的铃都在响。
And then I heard
已经响了一阵了。
Then I heard the alarm clock was going off. In fact, the alarm clock had been going off for quite a while now.
所以我想，哎呀，这个肯定是神的印证。
And I thought this must be the confirmation of God.
但是我从前面的事情学了一点功课。
But from the previous two events, I learned some lessons.
有更巧的事情发生，也不说明是神的事情。
Even if more coincidence happened. It is still may not be the confirmation of God. This is the second lesson that God allowed for me to learn. When there are external matters to remind you, that's all they are, reminders, and that's it. If it is not truly God speaking to you within, you cannot be casual at all.
特别是属灵的事情,
especially concerning spiritual matters.
所以我那里面就没有把握。
So I was not assured.
当然我还是去听,
so I still went on to listen in, but I thought I can stop anytime.
怎么说感谢主,
I thank the Lord.
怎么讲是他定义的,
because he willed.
怎么讲不是我奔跑,
it is not because I run.
是发怜悯的神,
but it is by God who gives mercy.
他说我不知道神怎么来处理这一件的事,
I don't know how God will handle this.
有一天下午,
one afternoon.
当我坐在车里跟神祷告的时候,
when I was in my car praying to God,
我当时就想起来，我这个不去，我还是要找工作，对吧？
I thought I'm still without a job in this time. I have to look for work.
那么呢，我就想起呢，这个时候呢，我里面就觉得，如果神你要我服侍，我当然我就出来服侍啊，我就愿意，我愿意装备啊。
I said, God, if you want me to serve you, I will serve you. I have to equip myself, right?
不然的话，我得找一个工作嘛。
Otherwise, I need to find a job.
那我就想起，在那个发生之前，两个月之前，有一位弟兄。
Now, right before that happened, 2 months ago, there was a brother.
那一位弟兄在我们教会里是不怎么起眼的。
This brother in the congregation was someone that we did not pay attention to.
但是我知道他对主是蛮。 单纯的。
Now, but I know this brother had a pure heart towards God.
他也很少跟我打电话。
Now, he seldom would call me.
我一记得起来就打一个电话了，说为我祷告。
I remember he called me once all this time, and it was to pray for me.
啊，他说我们一同就用祷告结束吧。
And then when he called me that particular time, he said, "Let's end in a prayer."
说神啊，给郑杰啊，给他一份工作，不要给他原来电脑的工作。
Now he prayed that give Zhang Jie a job, but not in the computer, in the software job that he's used to.
啊，给他一份很简单的工作，让他有更多的时间来服侍你。
Give him a very simple job that he can have more time to serve you.
那个时候是我已经有心服侍神了。
It was at that time I already had a desire to serve God.
我甚至有心全部时间服侍神。
Even a desire to serve God full time.
当时我听到这个弟兄的祷告。
But when I heard the prayer of this brother,
我里面就挺生气的。
Now I was very angry.
怎么有这样的祷告？
How can he pray this way?
祷告让我一个好工作。
Yeah, you pray for a good job.
我跟神说，神啊，你把我送到。我盼望神把我送到大陆那些边远的山区。
Now, my desire was that God will send me to a rural area in China.
我没有钱都没有关系。
Even if there was no expenses, no money, it's fine.
现在神你没有叫我出来。
But now you did not call me, God.
我在美国啊。
I'm in the US.
啊，我要活的。
I need to live.
我要一份体面的工作。
I need a becoming job.
所以我当初对这位弟兄们祷告，我里面有点怨恨。
So when this brother prayed this way, I was very bitter.
就在那天下午，当我在车里跟神祷告的时候。
So 2 months later, when I was in the car, I was praying to God.
为我要找工作的事祷告的时候。
I was praying to God concerning my job.
其实包括在整个那一阵，我其实里面灵里也非常被搅扰，不容易的那段日子。
During that period of time, in fact, it was not easy. I was very disturbed in my spirit.
那个时候，神对我里面，这是神对我里面再次说话。
At that time, God spoke to me within again.
你服侍我，我不负你一生责任吗？
If you serve me, will not be responsible for you all the days of your life.
我没想到神是关于我读不读的事上是借着这样的话来释放我的。
I would not realize that through my decision of studying or not, that God will set me free from this decision, from those words that He spoke to me.
所以当时我就马上这样向神悔改。
And when God said those words to me, I repented before Him.
我说神啊，我说我要服侍你，我说我对你信心还这么的小。
I said, God, I desire to serve you, but I have so little faith.
我说我错了。
I said, I'm wrong.
从神那一句话是扭转我一个在我里面一个非常大的扭转。
From those words of God, God turned me, and it was a great turning by God.
从那个时刻起，我说什么这些工作我都不要了。
And from that point on, I thought then I don't need any other job.
后来也别人给我介绍这方面工作。
Later on, others would introduce me to different work.
我说不要了。
I said no.
那么就是最后呢，我当中是打过一点杂工帮别人。
Later on, I did some work here and there with others.
然后呢，后面呢也是教过好多年的课后班。
And I also went to study to make up for the classes.
但是问题是，我说感谢主，他怎么是他是怜悯的主？
But regardless, I experienced that He is a God indeed who shows mercy.
他不光是纠正了我这个你说世界观也好，对神的看法也好。
Not only did He correct me of my view, whether I say this is the view I had of the world or my view, my understanding of God.
当主这样对我说话的时候。
But when the Lord spoke those words to me,
我清楚知道我是要继续读，要去读下去的。
I realized that I needed to continue my study.
其实读是件不容易的事情。
In fact, to study was not a simple decision at all.
但是因为你说也会有我因为这么读当中因为其中的起源因为让里面本身是可以不平安的。
If I continue to, my decision was to continue to study, but if I thought to myself, even though the origin, to, the decision to study at all was wrong,
但是有时候不知道在人的错误中神有他补救的方法。
But even in the wrong decisions that we make, God in His wisdom will make it right.
当初我很有把握的去读下去。
At that time, when He spoke those words, I was filled with assurance to continue on with my study.
过了相当长的时间，神才让我明白。
It was after a long period of time that He allowed for me to understand.
仇敌是借着这件事情把我打退。
When the enemy would use these things to have me backslide,
我要为我的幼稚，我要付学费。
It was for my tuition I needed to pay.
是当我还在属灵上不懂得怎么辨别的时候。
When I was still not able to discern spiritual matters.
仇敌可以借这件事情让我打退堂鼓。
That the enemy can use these reasons for me to, as a retreat, to backslide.
如果那次我被打败了。
If I failed at that particular moment,
或许我对神再次要来服侍神的心，我不知道会跑到多远去。
Perhaps then the heart that I would have to serve God, I don't know how long, that would take again.
所以当初神对我里面说话的时候。
So at that moment when God spoke to me within,
包括我后来每次想到这件事的时候
，and each time when I think back upon this particular experience，
我里面满了感恩
，I'm filled with thanksgiving。
我说仇敌是厉害
，I say the enemy is strong。
说你伟大，你得胜。
But God is stronger and He is victorious。
在一片的黑暗的中间，灰暗的中间
，in all this darkness，
神的话一来，神说有光就有光。
When God's word comes, there is light. When He said, "Let there be light," there shall be light.
当然，你说有若之后面我还有自己的选择的话
，Of course, you say that if I had my own decision to make,
我可能选择不是在那里接受装备。
Perhaps then I would not have received my equipping at that seminary.
但是呢，我是实在是觉得当初神是有很清楚的带领。
But it was very clear that was God's guidance there at that time.
神总有他的美意。
God nevertheless has His good will.
神让我开始追求，没有在现在这个聚会里面开始追求。
God did not allow for me to pursue in this current environment.
神在这些的当中让我学一些特别的功课。
In this situation, God has allowed for me to learn some special lessons.
然后呢，那一次我差一点，然后呢，第三次逃兵。
That was almost the third time I tried to run away from God.
我去读了。
So I went to the seminary.
没想到啊，那么的难读。
I thought and I found out it was so difficult.
第一份的报告。
The first report.
我花了50个小时。
I had to spend 50 hours of work.
我把要阅读的东西看完了，然后写好。
I had to read through all the material and I had to write a report.
我就觉得这太难了。
And I thought, oh, this is so difficult.
我都不止一次的就有过这种想法不读了。
It was more than once I had this thought, oh, I have to quit the study.
但是非常奇妙。
But amazingly,
就是之前呢凭我自己的热心
before when according to my own zeal,
那热心是不能维持的。
Now we know that our own zeal cannot last.
那么现在从我自己觉得是蛮难的事情。
But now I feel this is so difficult.
但是因为是神呼召了。
But because God called,
他有办法。
He has a way.
其实在整个接受那个装备的那些年间
In these few years when I was being equipped,
是有蛮多蛮多的功课给我
There were so many lessons that God gave me.
我都是觉得主啊若不是你的恩典和怜悯
I thought to myself, Lord, it's not by your grace and your mercy.
我过不过去的
I cannot go by.
但是我知道是神呼召了
But I know that it's God who called.
他一定负责
He will be responsible.
我都不知道怎么过来的
I don't know how I got through.
但是过来了
But I passed through.
感谢他的恩典
I thank him for his grace.
我想再我分享一点点在里面的一点的学习
I just share a little bit of some of the lessons I learned throughout this time.
我想就分享一个我第一次为侍奉流泪。
I will share this experience that I shed tears the first time I served.
那个时候呢，在读书的时候呢，就是有一个呢要整理图书馆。
During the time of my study, there was one time I needed to correct to work in the library.
那个时候呢，这不是一件容易的事情。
It was not easy to arrange the library.
都是蛮枯燥的事情。
It's very dry and tedious.
后面几年的经历呢，就证明了大家都不太愿意做这样的事情。
From what I had to do, it proves the fact that no one wanted to do this job at all.
那么就是在那个就是那时候呢，就是院长呢来找我。
So then the principal came to look for me.
他说你反正现在也。你有时间嘛？你工作，你也要没有要上那么多班嘛？
He said, "Oh well, you don't have much work, so you have more time on your hands."
你来做。
You do this work.
给你点补贴的。
And so we'll give you some a fee for this.
八块钱一个小时。
We'll pay you $8 an hour.
当初算了一笔账。
And so I had this account.
我半天做半天。
So I thought to myself, I worked half a day.
从我家开到圣河西。
From my house to San Jose,
32块钱大概付付我油费，在车子折旧费差不多了。
I would make $32 for 4 hours. This would pay for my gas pretty much.
但是我跟神有点算账。
So I was trying to settle the account with God.
这件事情呢，我就不太愿意做。
So I did not really want to do this work.
其实背后更重要的原因呢。
But the bigger reason behind this.
因为我觉得呢，这个我不应该来做这种的事情。
I thought I'm too good to do this job.
我那时候在教会里面呢，就是第一次呢带领弟兄叫我带查经。
During those days, it was the first time that the leading brethren in the congregation arranged for me to lead a Bible study group.
我也不知道为什么我那次带的特别的好。
And I thought I did a good job leading the group at that time.
所以我有点飘飘然。
So I was very proud.
我觉得我这个人就应该是带查经的。
So I thought I should be always leading the Bible study group.
做这样的事情不应该我来做。
So such alowly job shouldn't be arranged for me.
你偶尔做一次问题不大。
So if I did this once in a while, it's fine.
能不能坚持一直来做？
But can I be steadfast in doing it?
非常枯燥的事情。
It is very tedious.
我当时我觉得我大概有一点恩赐。
I thought I am someone gifted.
直到后来神才告诉我。
But later on, God told me.
说神啊，当时我其实生命不够，你为什么给我一点恩赐呢？
I said, God, if I'm notmature in my life, why did you give me this gift?
我只不过大概有点的领会。
But it was only a little bit of a taste.
如果说在一开始你生命什么都没有的情况下。
If in your growing life, if you had nothing at all.
如果你什么东西神都不给你的话。
If God did not give us anything as we grow.
你一服事一定打退堂鼓。
When we begin to serve, then we will be defeated.
但是神最重要的是生命的服事。
But at last, God is after the service of life.
生命是慢慢长大的。
And life takes time to grow.
所以当我在跟神过不去的时候。
So when I was struggling with God.
我就是一次一次在那边很枯燥的去把图书馆一本本书这些去输进去的时候。
So time after time, when I was doing this very tedious work of logging the library books one by one,
当我里面叹气的时候。
When I was sighing and grieving,
里面觉得做不下去的时候。
And I could not continue on in this job.
有一天神对我说话了。
One day God spoke to me.
你以为在查经很需要你吗？就类似这样的意思啊。
And so God said somewhat these words. So do you think that we cannot have a Bible study without you?
好像神做不来很多事情，需要我为他在这个方面摆上。
It seems like God cannot do it without me putting forth myself for him in this area.
那一天呢，我神让我认识到，我服侍他是完全不配的。
But during that time, God showed me that I'm unworthy at all to serve him.
服侍不是你去挑。
That is not my choice to serve in this way or that way.
我们是他的工作。
But we are his work.
我们不是我们为他做。
It is not that we are working for him.
那天我就跪下来了。
So that day, I knelt before him.
那是我第一次为服侍流泪。
And I shed tears for the first time concerning my service.
悔改的眼泪。
And it's tears of repentance.
从此之后啊，我每次虽然是那么枯燥的活。
Even though later on, it is still the same tedious work.
我里面觉得很喜乐。
But I felt great joy.
不错，你要以传道祈祷，是没错。
Yes, we have to pray and preach.
但我想神在这些很基本的功课上，神让我有点学习。
But it is in this very basic type of work that God wants to train us.
然后我想神呢，也是借着那样过去那个环境呢，要让我能够爱弟兄姊妹。
It is through that circumstance God also taught me to love brothers and sisters.
那个时候呢，我这个人呢，因为我很会定义啊，我很有自己的意见。
Now that's because, as I said, I'm one very strong-willed and I have my own opinion.
那别人不服我啊。
If others don't submit to my opinion.
让我里面最过不去的是我们原来教会的一位师母。
And what caused me most grief was there is an elderly sister in the congregation before.
其实呢，她是蛮好心的。
And now she has a good heart.
但是她就不允许我讲话。
But she does not allow for me to speak.
我反正觉得我要发表一点意见的，她就把我压下去。
Every time I want to speak, she'll suppress me.
我是觉得我读圣经读得比她懂啊。
I said I can read the Bible and I can understand more than you.
她把我压下去。
I want to say, she says no.
我有一阵非常的痛苦。
Now one time I was just suffering a lot.
我有相当长一段时间，我每天祷告中有很长的时间是为这个事情祷告。
And many times for a long period of time, I pray. I spend a long time in prayer concerning her and the situation.
等到我要离开那个聚会的时候。
But I was to leave the congregation.
这个师母这样说啊。
So this sister came and said.
我看到郑杰讲话就讨厌。
When I heard Zhang Jie speak, I despise it.
我就要把他压下去。
I have to suppress him.
那我就神就让我常常就有这样的经历啊。
I have this experience so often.
然后原来读的那个地方呢，是大家恩赐蛮高的。
Where I gathered before, everyone was very gifted.
啊，那恩赐高呢，也就是说你呢那个时候啊，好比呢你要领诗啊，事情的姊妹呢可以说我不喜欢这首诗，不跟你谈。
So the situation was that if you want to lead hymns and you chose a particular hymn and the sister says, oh, I don't like this hymn, so I won't play the piano for you.
那么然后呢不光如此呢而且呢就有些姊妹竟然敢顶院长啊。
And even situations where the sisters would speak back against the principal of the seminary.
那么有位姊妹啊当院长在院长说你操练的时间到了你还有五分钟啊。
Even when the principal said, oh, the time of your practice is up, only 5 more minutes.
下台的时候呢他会说院长你错了。
And when she stepped off,
当着大家那么众人的面。
And when she stepped off, and she would say in front of everyone, say, oh, principal, you're wrong, look at the time.
所以那个时候呢我这个人呢我的个性呢我觉得你让我现在神啊做那些枯燥的我是愿意的。
In my situation at that time, I got dealt with me that I was willing to do all the very tedious work.
我跟这些人打交道呢，我是不愿意的。我就好好的做这些枯燥的活就是了。
But I don't want to have any dealings with such individuals in their situation. I just want to be at my own business.
不知道为什么呢？院长呢，非挑选我呢，要去做去学生会的那学生会的主席啊。
But it was that the principal chose me to lead the student council.
过去没人做两年的，要我做两年呢。
Now, because no one wanted this job, so he chose me to be at this position for 2 years.
我躲都躲不掉。
So I couldn't try to escape this.
就迫使我到神面前不断的祷告。
I prayed earnestly before God.
感谢主。
I thank God.
最早祷告是神啊，让我应对这些的局面。
And the first prayer I had to God was God.Help me to face the situation.
但是感谢主是他怜悯的神最后过程中间呢让我这些不可爱的呢让我一个一个都爱过来了。
But it is indeed God who shows mercy. He changed me, changed my prayer that at the end of it all, I was able to love all these fellow students that were unlovable to me that I loved them.
那个时候一个个不可爱的我觉得可爱。
They were unlovable, but I felt they were lovely.
我觉得我心甘情愿地服侍他们。
I felt very willing to serve them.
我想这是神给我另外一个功课。
This is another lesson that God gave me.
让我扭转对之前对神的、对服侍神的，然后是服侍弟兄姊妹的。
Now, I really turned around my thought process of serving God and serving brothers and sisters.
那么然后呢，就是当然还有很多的功课。
Now, of course, there are many other lessons.
那么一直到呢，我快毕业的时候
，I was about when I was about to graduate.
我就想，我是不是毕业之后我就可以出来服侍了
？I thought after I graduate I can come out and serve.
那时候呢，我也里面觉得好像学了几手。
Yeah, I thought that I heard learned some things.
我就想动一动。
And I want to put it into action.
正好呢，在一个偶然的机会，我还没来这里聚会。
I had this opportunity even before I came to fellowship with brethren now.
碰到年长一些之前有学习的弟兄。
I encountered some elderly brethren who had some, who were some, more mature.
那么就跟我讲了一些弟兄自己的经历。
And they shared with me some of their experiences.
那也有弟兄呢说这个时候你要不动呢比动更难。
And the lesson learned was that to be inactive is even more difficult than to be active.
我就不敢轻举妄动。
And so, I cannot dare to do as I want so casually.
然后呢，我就在神面前仰望。
So, I looked to the Lord in prayer.
神呢就没有让我出来服侍。
God did not allow for me to serve.
我就05年没让我出来服侍呢，我后来到08年我里面好像有点觉得是不是要出来服侍。
And it was in 2005.And this happened, but 2008, I had stirred again to see if it's time for me to serve God.
祷告呢，神又拦住我了。
As I pray, God stopped me again.
还是没有要我出来。
God did not want me to serve.
我就大概想呢，按照过去弟兄分享他自己的经历中呢，我想大概神要我等14年吧，也是。
So I thought in the brethren's past experience, perhaps God wanted me to wait like.Him to wait for 14 years before I come to serve him.
我想当中要差一点点。
Just a little bit.
因为我想是没有感动我讲太多那个。
I want to share something else because I'm not moved to share on that too much.
我在原来的聚会中。
where I fellowship before.
我慢慢知道这聚会是里面有蛮多的问题。
I gradually came to understand in that congregation, there was many problems there.
在真理上的问题。
There were issues concerning the truth.
当时呢，我里面有个想法。
At that time, I had this way of thinking.
我里面的想法呢，就是我怎么学好一点东西呢？我去改变他们。
I need something. If I have it, then I can go and change this and turn it around.
然后呢，正在我里面呢，在我毕业之前，我就有一天有这样一个想法。
It was right before I graduated. I had this thought.
那么呢，当我在跟神祷告的中间呢，神呢就给我一个感动。
When I was praying with God, God moved me in this way.
我觉得呢，我有点本事呢，去改变的时候。
When I felt I was capable of making some changes.
神给我一个感动，那天是就明年你不在这里服侍。
God moved me and gave me this thought that I won't be serving in this arena next year.
我说这是你的声音吗？还是我里面别的什么声音？
And I thought to myself, God, is this you telling me this or some other thought from me?
我要离开那个聚会吗？
Would I depart from this congregation?
我祷告了。大概七个月之后
After 7 months of prayer,
当时我里面有两个候选
There was two choices.
一个就是圣布诺神的家
One was House of God in San Bruno.
过了七个月
7 months later,
神里面让我非常清楚
God showed me very clearly.
要来圣布诺神的家
I was to come to worship at House of God in San Bruno.
我想一个神是让我学分别的功课
I think one lesson God desires for me to learn is a spiritual discernment.
一个神要我说神的事情是他定义他奔跑你以为你是谁
And the other lesson is that it is God who wills, not I who will or I run. Who am I?
就来到这里聚会。
So as God led me, I came to worship at House of God in San Bruno.
这里聚会，我其实只是想来聚会。
Now as I came to worship here, it was just I came along to worship.
当然，就像我们所读的，我们只要是神的儿女，我们都应该服侍神嘛。
As we have shared, as long as we're a child of God, we are called to serve.
但是我没有想到要怎么样的来服侍。
I did not consider how I am to serve.
你该分享，该祷告，当然这是你的本分了。
Now if you are to pray or you are to share, that is your duty.
当然我觉得弟兄们呢也还蛮心还蛮宽对我这样背景。
And the brethren had a very broad heart in accepting me with my background.
但是我没有当时呢我就想着我可能最后是要到大陆去服侍。
I still had this mindset that, oh, at the end of it, I will still be serving in China.
因为我呢从大陆来呢我大陆的情节很强。
Because I was from,China, so I have a affection toward China, of course.
没想我没想久这就一直在待在北美。
Now, but never, I continue to be remain in the U.S.
那么就是说，当初呢也等候呢，神好像没有要我出来服事。
As I waited, it seems as God did not call me out to serve.
那我就想，也许神啊，就再等吧。
And so I thought to myself, perhaps God wants me to continue to wait.
当你不想出来服事的时候
，is when I do not want to come to serve.
奇怪，神借着弟兄们来。
Strangely enough, then, is God through brethren to come and remind me.
我当初想我的服事我的生命都不够不会是这个时间的。
Now, I thought at that time, my life is not mature enough, time is not yet.
我就听听而已啊那已经是09年初了。
So I can only just hear this reminder that was at the beginning of 2009.
我说我会去祷告祷告。
I said, I will pray about it.
我没有那么的迫切的祷告。
But it was not very earnest.
直到五月份。
It was in May then.
那当然弟兄也一段时间没找我。
Now, of course, then the brethren did not come and ask, look for me for quite some time.
不是我们有一天晚上。
One night.
我要去那个教室去查一下电子邮件。
When I was going to check the email.
去，但是呢，圣灵非常明确的感动。
Very clearly, the Holy Spirit moved me.
不要去 check, 为全世界服事出来祷告去回去祷告。
Do not go do any work. Go home and pray earnestly concerning, if God wants you to serve full time or not.
我当时觉得去查一下电子邮件嘛快进过了。
Just go and check the email very quickly. That's it.
那我不知道怎么圣经里说圣灵禁止啊，有的时候圣灵就是禁止到那么强的程度。
As the scripture says, when the Holy Spirit forbids, it is that strong, and the Holy Spirit forbade me.
以致我不得不回家去祷告。
That I must return home to pray.
但是我祷告好久，神什么话都没跟我讲。
I prayed for a long period of time. I did not hear anything from God.
但第二天
，the next morning，
第二天是我们的阵亡将士纪念日的烧烤。有点烧烤的生活。
We had our outing, and that was a picnic, a barbecue that we went on.
那时候，
It was very strange. It's been a few months, and the brother did not come and ask me about this anymore. On that outing, then, the brother came and mentioned that to me again. And I somewhat share my experience back in 02, what God has spoken to me. And very solemnly, the brother encouraged me to go home and pray earnestly. Because of that reminder, that particular day, and the prayer I had the night before. So I went home and prayed earnestly, sincerely. I think, looking back, that there was two lessons that God wanted me to learn. That's because first, at the beginning, I had this condition with God. That is because at the beginning of my pursuit after God, I had a very unique, special experience that God spoke to me. One was concerning service. And that particular experience that when I said to God, God, if you want me to serve in this area, that is impossible. But the Holy Spirit moved me greatly and you must go. And the prompting from the Holy Spirit was not a very great, overpowering one, but it was a consistent, constant one to remind me and urge me along. Until I was willing to submit. It was amazing. It was wonderful. His wonderful plan, his arrangement. At that particular experience were very precious to me. And the condition I had with God was, God, if I have a very grave, important decision in the future, you remind me with the same experience. God is very humorous. So, in his humor, he did the first half the night before the picnic, and he stopped, and he didn't continue on giving me the same experience. And God's lesson for me was, do not hold on to those past experiences. These experiences are not what you are after. Another lesson that God wanted me to learn, that God, you may not want me to serve you so soon.
你要我出来呢，要让我的生命，让我的服事上有蛮大的长进。
Now, in order for me to serve you, you desire for my life, my service to be mature.
到那段时间跟神在交涉的时候。
And it was during those period of time that I had this going back and forth with God.
神给我的感动就是怜悯。And
God's showed mercy to me.
就是怜悯这两个字。
And God gave me these words, mercy. And God would say that you think your life is to a certain degree. And you think now you're able to serve in such a way. Then you feel you're qualified now to serve. No, but it is all by His mercy. Before I thought I had to go to China. I did go to China once. I had my own will.
我甚至拿到了绿卡呢，我都十年我都没有办公民。
I even had my green card, my resident alien card, but I did not apply for citizenship.
我就说我不要这个保护伞。
Now I don't need this guarantee to be a backstop.
说神你愿意要我到国内去，我坐牢都可以，坐牢也可以。
Now I said to God, God, if you want me to be in China, I'll be in China, even if I was to be in prison.
绿卡不要也可以。
I don't need the green card.
没有问题。
That's fine.
我住在别人家里。
I can live in someone else's home.
别人那个shower坏掉了。
And if the shower head is broken.
他们有一些理由啊，不去修啊。
And so I would have some reason not to fix it.
我就说那就不用修了。
So I don't need to fix it then.
主啊，你把我带回大陆去。
If you move me to China,
也没有这种好的条件，把我到这山边远的地区去。
And well, I won't even have such amenities there. I will be in some rural area.
那后来我确实去了一次大陆。
Later on, I did visit China once.
我想去受点苦。
I want to go and suffer somewhat.
但神很幽默，那一次没让我受苦。
God is indeed very humorous. I did not suffer at all during that trip.
当我回来再次弟兄提醒我好好祷告的时候。
At that particular time, at the outing, the brother reminded me to pray earnestly. During that time, God removed all of my own will, my own desires.
你服事都需要膏油,
now, all our service needs the anointing.
但是你在某一个,
whatever circumstances that God leads you,
有种特别的膏油,
He will give you a special anointing.
不是很奇妙的事情,
it is not something extraordinary,
你灵里面是通的了,
but you are free within.
你里面是有平安的,
there is peace within.
后来就出来服侍,
later on, then, that's how God called me to serve Him.
但我整个, 不能讲太多的经历, 时间的原因,
because of time, I cannot share too many experiences.
我整个的这些年过来之后,
these years that have passed,
我里面一个很深的感觉,
a deep thought that I have,
我想仇敌有很多的工作我都还没知道,
I think the enemy has quite a lot of work up his sleeves that I have yet to know.
有些是当初不知道,
there are some of his work at hand I did not know at the time, but later on I look back and realize,
像早上弟兄所分享的,
just as our brother shared this morning,
我们应该是个灵里敏锐的人,
we are one who has to be very alert, sensitive in our spirit. We have to be very clear.
但是好像很多时候,
but so many times,
在当初的时候都不是那么那么的清楚,
during the time when we are in it, we are not clear at all. And that's how we get by. We stumble by. But by His mercy, that God somewhat give me this thought, understanding, that God did not want us to struggle on our own at all. God did not ask us to struggle with our own might. If we will, even if we did it to the utmost, the best,
神得不到荣耀,
God is not glorified.
你天然很勤奋,
now, even if we're naturally very affectionate,
你天然意志力很强,
we're very naturally strong,
这些是我没有的,
that's something that I do not have.
神说, 感谢神,
I thank God for that.
神也知道我没有很多东西,
God knows well I do not have much, I lack much.
神说不在于定义的,
but God says it is not I who will.
不在于奔跑的,
it is not according to the one who runs.
神说让我们认识他的恩典,
but
他的怜悯,
God wants us to know Him, His grace, His mercy.
就是觉得继续, 今后的路也是继续靠着他的恩典,
as I move forward, it is all still by His grace. Let's pray.
亲爱的主, 我们在向你献上感恩,
dear Lord, we give you our thanksgiving.
主啊我们不认识自己,
Lord, we do not know ourselves.
主啊很多时候我们不认识你的旨意,
Lord, many times we do not know your will.
主啊很多时候我们不认识仇敌,
many times we do not know the enemy.
主啊很多时候我们不懂不能懂不太懂得, 主啊我们每一个人, 主啊都是你伟大旨意中的, 这一刻的妻子,
Lord, we do not realize that we are a vessel for your work in your great plan.
主要有太多的时候,主要我们都是自己在定义,
there are so many times, Lord, our own will is at work.
主要有太多的时候自己在奔跑,
there are so many times that we are running ourselves.
太多的时候我们都是在帮你的道忙,
that there are so many times we think that we're giving you a helping hand.
但愿主你的工作坐在我们的身上,
but Lord, we pray that your work will be done upon us,
让我们更深的认识出于我们自己的什么都不算,
so that we would deeply understand anything from our own nature, our own self, does not count at all.
我们侍奉你从起头到末了, 除了恩典还是恩典,
Lord, from our service to you from beginning to end, it is grace and upon grace.
都是你的恩典和极大的怜悯,
it is all by your grace and your great mercy.
谢谢我们的主,
Lord, we thank thee.
听我们的祷告,
listen to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督圣名,
in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.